If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
So there's been a lot in the news recently. You know, there's protests in the street, there's people filling up ICUs, but there's probably been one thought in your head, and that's, where is the new Fuck You Dad app? There's been one burning thought happening in your head, and it's the Fuck You Dad app, and it happened because of two things. My microphone broke, Nick thought he had COVID, those were equal matters of importance. Those were equally the same level of distress. When you were like, "I think I'm going to end up on a vent," and I was like, "I can't get validation from strangers on the internet," we were both worried.
Yeah, you know, when somebody says they have COVID, that really is like if somebody I knew said they had COVID before they knew they had COVID, and then that spirals, it's just a bunch of panic. Everyone panics. Everyone.
So they didn't even really have it. They were like posers.
They had a sore throat.
They had a sore throat and they were hoping they had it.
Yeah.
They were like, "I had a sore throat," and you're like, "I think it's the one."
Yeah.
And they were really, but it wasn't even, how does that hurt? Doesn't that make you feel like kind of a bitch? You're like, "I had a sore throat." I was like, "It's just a cold. It's not your moment."
Yeah, it's literally,
you're not
like,
going to get the Facebook status, sir.
It's like calling your ex being like, "Hey, you should get yourself checked. I have herpes." "Oh, never mind. My dick just itched for a second." Like, it was
that level of worry.
It was that level of worry. But so, you know what? We're all good.
We're all good. I'm back in Chicago. We're doing it live. Because with everything going on, I thought, you know where I want to be? A densely populated area.
Yeah, baby.
You know where I want to be? Even though when people walk up to you, they're going to do one of two things. Stab you in the face or cough on you. This is where I want to be. The highest crime rate in America. Love to be back in the city.
The Chicago hello is actually a handshake and a cough in the face. That's what we like to do.
Yeah.
And there's even bigger news. One big news that you're excited about is Fuck You Dad is back and it's full strength. Second item of big news, Kenyon is now moved in with me.
Yeah.
We're
live together
now.
Hey.
It might be good for the pod. It also might be terrible for the pod.
Yeah, it's like we get on the pod. I just bitch about how it's like, yeah, so this funny thing that happened, this roommate, like I brought Cheerios, right? But then he thinks that he brought Cheerios. He lives in a one-for-all communist society, I guess. Ate all my Cheerios. Isn't that fucking hilarious,
yeah.
Nick? I just openly bitch about problems in the apartment.
I have a funny story about my dad not doing the goddamn dishes.
New episode wasn't out last week because I had to do the dishes for 3 hours because somebody had to argue with their girlfriend.
But I think it's going to be a good thing. I think
It's gonna. I moved to Chicago originally before this happened to take my stand up for the next level, and I'm coming here now to take my alcoholism to the next level.
Yeah,
like
baby.
My alcoholism now, it's good. It's like an open mic. He can host and feature, but I want him to become a headliner. Like I want him to really take him. And I know living with you, that's what it will become.
I do like how your alcoholism.
I love how you can't say alcoholism. I love how you just slurred the word alcoholism, which. If you're looking up, are you an alcoholic? And one of the symptoms, have you ever slurred the word alcoholism? That's 100% a guarantee.
That would be such a huge fuck up at AA. To
you're
be
like,
yeah.
I'm not alcoholic. Let me, hold on. I'm not, okay.
Hey, buddy.
I can drive.
I drove here, damn it.
Yeah,
you just give me the shit.
Not alcoholic, I bit my tongue. I ate my tongue earlier.
What was I saying?
That's another great sign that you're not an alcoholic. You just sounds like some.
I slurred the word alcoholic.
Yeah, you can't. I slurred the word alcoholic. You know, if you're an alcoholic, what was I saying? I think you were saying you're not going to drive home later. I think that's what you were saying.
Yeah, I might have to couch it.
Yeah.
Because Kenyon doesn't have a bed yet.
I don't have a bed, which is not really new for my life. I have slept on couches so often in my life I could be legally declared a throw pillow. That's where you belong. I see a couch. It's like, that's a great fucking bed you got there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes you do see those couches. I remember going to parties when I went to college, and I would see couches like, oh, that's mine.
That's a fire couch.
Yeah, that's
see,
mine.
See, I don't even understand. Like, my girlfriend was like, make sure you get, like, the medium firm and the firm. And I was like, okay, I've slept on couches or had a bed from a bunk bed from when I was 10 years old. No sheets I sleep on the bare floor with. I was living at my mom's house. So I don't know what medium firm. I don't give a shit.
You're about to fucking experience joy, my friend. Yeah. If you're about to, like, what kind of mattress did you get a queen?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're about to get great sleep.
Probably. Wouldn't that be great if I thought I had insomnia, but my whole life I've actually just been sleeping on a shitty couch? It's like, no, you just, like, slept on a futon. It's like, yeah, your body's like, this sucks. I'm not going to sleep on this shitty bed.
That would also be funny if it made you weirdly racist like Roseanne. Like, she took, what did she take, Ambien, and got really racist, and then you get a nice mattress.
I just wake up, and I just start going, hey, listen, I'm not saying anything. It's like the most racist. Hey, listen, I'm not racist. But start. Why? I'm just saying, why they have to eat bats. You know, now we're here. But yeah, man.
So yeah, you moved in. Oh, our third big news of the episode. And this is really what you want to hear from your podcast and also from your first son, is we got a YouTube channel.
We got a YouTube channel, because I know what you're thinking. You're probably listening to it and you're like, I want to see these dudes in person. I want to see their faces. I want to see their apartment. And you can't hit up the YouTube, give us some views. You know, we'll take Joe Rogan's podcast on one day.
Well, you know, they're going to Spotify, so YouTube is going to need something juicy.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to take that place. I think we're going to just slide right in where Joe Rogan was on YouTube and just take that by storm.
For sure.
So you're going to get a lot of fuck you dad content, boys and girls, probably mainly boys.
Probably mostly boys. Exclusive. If it's a girl, it's your girlfriend listening because she's worried about you.
Or you're in the car together.
Yeah, and she's like, do we have to do this? You're in the car and she's like, do we have to? Do we have? And you're like, it's my friend and he's doing a thing and we're all worried about. I listen as a check-in. And then I call his parents. I listen as a check-in. I call his dad. I say, it's happening again. And we roll up together.
That would be my worst nightmare if my dad was like, one, we know about the podcast. Two, we listen to the episodes where you were recording in the closet. And
we just don't even know what to say.
We just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You have an appointment on Tuesday. Yeah.
I mean, we're going to figure this out. We're going to get it together.
I do have a cracker of a story. We don't have to get into that just yet, unless you have something. Do you have more good news, Ken?
There's not a lot of good news these days.
No, there's really
He's
not.
Like, more good news. Not a lot of good news. Just in general as a thing. I don't know. Things have been fucking crazy, man. Like, even back in cases are spiking back in North Carolina. Like, I feel like every anti-mask person just is the same. You know, where they're always just on there. He's like, I can't bring a gun into Walmart, but I have to put this fucking mouth burka on? You know, I'll tell you one thing, dude. I'd rather have my grandmother die than live under Sharia law. Okay? I bet I can only take off the mask to eat halal or some shit. I'm not living by that.
I don't understand why wearing a mask is such a, like, ludicrous concept to people. I don't know why that's
especially
so hard.
When you're wearing camo in a Walmart.
Yeah, like, you realize the government forcibly take, I mean, I'm not one of these people, right. I know I'm about to sound well, but they take money out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
Like, them telling you to wear a mask for your own safety is actually fucking crazy that they would do that.
Yeah, it's also just like, it's, okay, if you're betting your odds, right? Worst case scenario, you're protecting someone's, like, if you're right, then you're just wearing a mask.
Yeah.
If you're wrong, then you're going to kill someone. So it's like, even if you're like, oh, okay, what if you were like, everyone's an idiot? Well, then you just wear a mask in Walmart for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not that big of a, like, investment. It'd be one thing for like, hey, go in this biohazard suit. Like, it's just a fucking...
Yeah, no, it'd be one thing.
The Asians do it, and they got into Harvard instead of your son.
I'm telling you, the wash your hands, that's way better. That's way worse than a mask. That was fucked up.
The wash your hands, you know what was really sad is it actually took a massive pandemic for me to be like, I need to wash my hands.
Me too. I was like, this sucks. This is fucked up.
And it's also, it was like, they were like, it took 20 seconds, so it feels like an eternity. We're like, I'll eat real quick. By the time you're done washing your hands, you're like, I think the food's cold. Like, I think I'm fucking done here.
I'm so glad that we're wearing masks now that I don't have to wash my hands. I'm so glad we're back to not having to wash our hands.
I'm so glad that I'm at the point in my life where, like, I don't give a shit what I look like anymore. I was put on jeans today, and I was like, this is new.
Yeah.
It was like, sweatpants is just, that's it. It's like sweatpants and gym shorts, and I've been like, when's the next time you're going to buy it? Like, what's the occasion? Seeing your friends, like, in your backyard?
Yeah, yeah. No.
Like, what are you going to go out and do?
I'm telling you 100% certainty, Kenyon, I have no idea where my jeans are right now. If you ask me, like, where are your pants?
I lost my belt probably 3 months ago. Haven't found it, haven't needed it. It's just I got fatter, so the pants just stay on now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the great thing about sweatpants is you don't realize how fat you're getting because they just extend.
Right. They're like your good friend who's not going to tell you. It's like, we got you covered. Yeah, you're fat. You're falling. Well, by the way, anyone who's lost weight during all this is a serial killer. Should be put in a if someone has a six pack now, put into prison immediately.
Well, that's what they do in prison. It's like you got put in prison because all they do in prison is work out.
Yeah, okay, but literally no one I know when this all happens, like, you know what I'm gonna start doing? Just push ups on the floor.
No, I tell myself that every morning though. I'm like, do some push ups, and I never do.
I tried to run, but it would be like pouring just a glass of water at a forest fire. It's like, because here's how delusional I am. I'll drink like six beers a night. Eat primarily fast food. I'm like, I gotta take my vitamin though. I gotta take my vitamin to raise my immune. I'll be like, the vitamin though will take all this, and then I'll jog for about 15 minutes, and then Ryan Reynolds, you know, and then I will look like Mario Lopez.
Yeah, you know.
It's like in my head, I'll be like, no, my immune system. No, like if I got sick, I'd be like, but the vitamins.
Yeah,
I'd call my doctor, and I'm like, the vitamins.
I like the image of you taking a vitamin and just putting it in a McDouble and be like, yeah, now it's like an apple.
That's actually it's the most American thing. Yeah. On the way over here, I saw the American flag at half mast and the McDonald's flag flying high, and I thought, that's about right. I was like, why isn't that just the flag? Isn't the McDonald's, if the flag of the United States was McDonald's, I'd be like, that's correct.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's about what it is. It's fun, cheap, senseless consumerism. Exactly. And it's like, that's what the country's
it's
built
delicious.
On.
It's delicious. It's not good for you. Our president's a clown.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
If literally a Big Mac was a country, it'd be America.
Absolutely.
You're like, you shouldn't really do this a lot. You shouldn't really go here.
But it's cheap and it's fun.
It's a fun time. Yeah. It's good. We get what you're doing,
We should be the country that is, you know, the city of Tijuana. Mm-hmm. We should just be that.
I think we are. I think you look at the news. I think we are.
Like, we should just be
it
a
is
place,
a destination spot. It's just that, yeah.
Yeah, where Europeans come over and they go, oh, we get to shoot guns? Yeah. And we go, yeah, yeah, you get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, half of us are dead. Half of us are dead. Everywhere else in the world's going out to restaurants. We're shooting each other over the face. Over various YouTube posts. It's wild. It is a crazy time to the point where, like, I had a friend the other day asked me, like, how are you doing? I was like, I'm just, like, a little depressed. And he had the audacity to ask, like, why? I was like, what do you fucking mean? What? There's, like, 150,000 people that the economy is essentially consists of porn and podcasting. I was like, yeah, I'm a little bummed. I'm a little blue. I don't, because, like, some people it hasn't affected them at all, like, myself included. Like, you're just fucking, you're working from home.
Yeah.
You're watching Netflix. You get a slave to deliver your Postmates, and you're just like, what are you fucking bummed about? That's who they test the vaccine on. You get a girl who's just been sitting, some wino mom who's just like, what's anyone sad about? And just shove her with needles and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do.
I mean, I told you that I was listening to this podcast, from these two famous actresses were talking about the work that they've done and behind the scenes stuff, and their ads were so funny because they were like, listen, I know in these tough times we're all a bit stressed out, and the one thing that's really helped me keep me level is crafts. And like, me and my girlfriend were listening to this.
Can you literally imagine like your life falling apart and you're just like, someone hand me the origami.
Yeah.
Someone, I need to fold some paper real quick.
We were listening to this in the car and I started laughing, and my girlfriend was like, why are you laughing? I was like, they're telling people who lost their jobs to do crafts. And that is it's hilarious.
It's utterly hilarious. They're like, hey, and your son's like, dad, I'm hungry. And you're like, wait a second, I'm gluing together a model airplane.
I've actually made this small bucket that's like a home for a gnome.
That's just some people are out of touch. I'm a little worried about getting sick, just because I feel like my blood type is PBR.
Yeah.
So just like an ambitious cold, I feel like, could take me out. If a cold drank some coffee on an early Monday and said, I'm going to get it today, he'd be like, I'll take this out.
Your white blood cells drive pickup trucks. Come down your
white blood cells are probably like calling into work hungover. They're like, you know, hey, I know there's a virus, but I got a thing going on, and
it's Corona. We need you. Oh, well, give me 2 hours.
Yeah. Someone should have told me. No one told me. Is that what we call the vitamin? I think he's been taking a lot of vitamins. The vitamins in there.
I got yelled at because now, this might be bad. This might not be bad. I still haven't really got the consensus about sidewalking. I'm under the notion that when I'm on the sidewalk, I don't have to wear a mask. Because, I don't know, I'm outside.
Right.
But I was doing that, and I got my first accosting. I had it, well, I was walking towards an intersection, and on the other side of the street, there were two women, I would say, like, in their 60s. Caucasian. Our favorite kind of women.
Oh, right.
And they looked at me, and they looked at each other, and they had masks on. And then as we were crossing the street, I heard just like, virus, virus, virus. And they ran into the street, like away from the crosswalk, and like avoided me. Like I was some sort of active, radioactive, like
well,
they're 60 sample.
And you're just coming at them.
I'm coming at them.
You were literally walking towards them, bro.
Yeah, but I'm not like an act. I'm not. It's not like I was coughing or I was. We were 6 feet apart, you know.
Yeah, but if I'm 60, I'd be. Yeah, I can understand being upset.
Running into the street.
Okay, well, maybe don't run into the street.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, bro. I don't know. I feel like people can be afraid, but being like yelling virus, virus at me, it made me pretty sad. I was like, what is this? I am
you
not
know
the
really
virus.
Funny? What if in January someone told you in 6 months someone's going to be screaming virus, virus at you while you cross?
Yep,
that's
you're
a
not,
very intense thing to yell at someone.
That's what I was like, what the fuck? Like,
to be fair,
you could say
corona,
put on a mask.
Corona or not, people are fully within your right to yell virus, virus at you and me. Fully within your right.
But learn something about me first, yeah. You know? Learn I'm
someone
a shit.
Someone saw your YouTube channel and they just went, virus, virus! You'd be like, that's about right.
Okay, now, yeah. Now that you've judged my work, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. You virus!
That. But me, just because I don't have a mask on outside, that if I'm in an enclosed space, yes. If I'm within 6 feet of people, I wear a mask. Like on a patio and
that's
stuff.
That's such a funny. What if that was your ringtone? Virus, virus!
It's crazy, man. I don't know. But part of me, there is a part of me that wants to just get it, quarantine for 2 weeks, take work off, like, and just like see, like almost like an acid trip, just see what it is, see what people
that's,
are talking
that
about.
That has got to be. That's such a funny way to. Such a suburban way. It's like an acid trip, bro. It's so intense. I just want to see what it is. I'm gonna give you perspective on life. Shut the fuck.
Well, I'm just saying it's all the time. It's news. I worry about it constantly.
Dude, I'm in the same boat where I was like, I just want to get it. But then also, I wanted to get it a year ago when I was going to the gym and giving a shit. Present day Kenyan, who is probably will eat fast food for the fifth time in 2 days. And who's you know, it's kind of, if I have to remember the last time I didn't drink, like, in a day, it'd be like, I have to look. Yeah. I have to pull out the Rolodex and look for him up. So it'd be like, you know, this body, not betting odds.
You know what I tried to think
I don't think I'd die, but I think I'd have a tough one.
Yeah.
I think my body would have to go back to be like, I think he gave a shit when he was 10? Is there any healthy things back? Let's go to the backlog.
It would have to be, your memory would go back to black and white mode. Like, that's how long ago.
I don't know. I think maybe it would be maybe like, it's just like walking into a bad neighborhood. If the corona's like, I don't want to fucking hang out here. You see what's going on here? The blood, it can't even get through these fucking arteries. Let's go somewhere else. Yeah. Let's go fuck up an 80-year-old.
That's true. Like, I could kill this guy, but it's going to take a lot of real, like,
yeah, we're going to have to, like, we're going to, it's like, you know what a door, like, in a movie where, like, rocks fall in front of a door, and they had to, like, push to get through it? That's what it would be with, like, my fatty arteries. Like, Corona's literally having to get, like a battering ram to break into my bloodstream. That's actually the McDonald's saves me. It's just like, you're not going to get through us. It's a bunch of salt. Sure, we'll kill him with a heart attack, you piece of shit, but it's going to be American-made, you bastards. You know?
I hate to break it to you, but I think if McDonald's and beer cured coronavirus, I think we'd be okay as a country.
Oh, we'd probably have, like, zero deaths. Yeah. Okay. We, like, find it gives people superpowers. Yeah. Yeah, I have corona, now I can fly.
Then yeah. We'd be like, no, this was definitely an American virus. This was not Chinese.
If you just, like, see people in hospitals, like, bringing a six-pack, yeah. Like, stat, stat. We're going to need you to rip that bitch, sir.
Can you this is a small fry. I need a medium fry.
Like beer pongs hooked up to people. Chug for your children. Just,
The masks are just like wrappers of hash browns that are just tied around people's mouths.
It'd be like to be safe every day. Just like, are you eating your hash brown? Yeah. We're all like morbidly obese.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm living it.
Sounds like a thing they'd make, like if they try to make like an action movie, like a McDonald's sponsor action. Yeah. Be like, ba-da-ba-ba, I'm living it. God damn, just shoot someone with a shotgun.
I used to watch those McDonald's movies. Did you ever watch those?
You mean the weird cartoons?
Yeah.
Seemed always strangely uncomfortable to me.
Probably because they were like commercials.
Was like a big, bass purple blob and a clown. It was like, who the hell came up with this?
Yeah, Grimace and shit. Yeah. And they would always be like, the heroes would be like the items on the menu. They'd be like, who's going to save us? Oh, it's the McDouble! And it like comes from the sky.
God is dead. The only thing we worship is the McDouble now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. Well.
What story you got for us, Nick?
Oh, so this comes from, we missed Father's Day, which would have been like a really
good
day.
That was, you know. That was the worst. I know everyone was like, Father's Day, a lot of action coming through, and then it all fell to pieces.
Like my Father's Day. Like my Father's Day every year. Like, it's always been like, oh, here it comes, and then it's all just like, eh.
I don't even get anything. I get a card that says, you know what you did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. Father's Day. You got to be in the game to get the card.
My dad was kind of like the polar, because he would just, anything he wanted, he could just get. So, in terms of Father's Day, like...
It's like, yeah, it's not like you're going to get them. I think a mug's the perfect Father's Day gift because it expresses how men express emotion. Yeah, where it's like, I know you're my dad and you did all the stuff for me and I'll forever love you. So here's a $2 coffee mug. It's like, yeah, that's what you get.
Here's a thing that you have 18 other of that you really don't
need. This is best dad ever. Real creative. Yeah.
You know your favorite sports team? Right on there, baby.
Is that what you got him?
No, this year I just buy him booze now. Once I turn 21, I buy him a bottle of liquor and then we drink it.
Well,
not the whole
that's
thing.
That's like a gift for yourself.
Yeah, that's why
you're basically
I do it.
Buying it for yourself.
Yes. But so we were doing that this Father's Day and he brought up a thing that I totally forgot. So I was a Cub Scout, which is not a Boy Scout. It's basically.
Is it a subcategory of Boy Scout?
Yeah, it's
like
for
you don't have
the younger
what it takes
kids
to be a Boy Scout.
It's basically daycare with a handkerchief, essentially.
Okay.
So like my troop was ran by moms. Like not a single dad ran the troop of Cub Scouts. I was
right.
Like. It's basically just like a whatever. You're like seven or eight. You do things, and every year they have it's called a Pinewood Derby.
Okay.
And this is where you and your dad make a car out of wood. And everyone brings their car and you race them down this little ramp. And it's a big, huge deal in Cub Scouts, right? And my dad wanted no part of it because it's some American bullshit, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't get it, right? So I come home one day with this, like, kit. And I'm like, here you go, Dad. So we're supposed to make a car. And I'm like sweating because I don't know what to, because he just looks mad already that we have to do something.
That you're talking to him?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Dad, so we got to do a project. And he's like, why? Hey.
My project's keeping this goddamn family alive.
Yeah. I do a project 8 hours a bloody day to keep your pants on, lad. So I was like, we got to do a project and it's with wood and we got to make a car. And he squatted down. I remember he got eye level with me and he said, listen, son. I'm not doing any of that, all right? Figure it out. So I was like, okay. So what I did is I just put the wheels on the brick of wood. Now, you're supposed to, like, carve it, sand it. I didn't do any of that.
Oh, wait. So you literally put wheels on a brick of wood.
On a brick of wood.
There's no greater metaphor for your entire life than, like, oh, I'm not gonna put any effort. I'll just put wheels on the brick. You're getting a master's degree, you're carving it out, you're trying to give a chance in life, and you're like, I'll play some video games, then I'll throw some wheels on the brick.
I'm gonna get a GED and then go to some open mics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I put the wheels on the brick, I call it Nick's Brick, I paint it red.
It also sounds like a name from a failed rap album. You haven't Spotify. Nick's Brick.
Nick's and Brick.
It's exclusively about the time I tried to buy a brick of cocaine. Yeah, yeah. It was robbed by my cousin.
And I thought a brick of cocaine only cost $200.
Yeah.
So I got this thing ready. I'm not pumped about it, but like right.
It's hard to be pumped about the peer piece. What are the other? Well, the other parents were like, "Oh, that's the one."
No, that's the one to stick away. When I showed up, everybody laughed. Like everyone I showed it to was like, "Oh, that's cute. That's really funny." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And both of my dad and my mom show up to the Pinewood Derby. I show up with Nick's Brick. Everyone's laughing, giving me shit. And there's an official weigh-in, okay? Your car can only weigh so much.
Yeah.
And I put mine on the scale, and the guy just, like, chuckles. He goes, way too heavy. Way too heavy. And so he's like, you're disqualified. And my dad goes, what? And he goes, yeah, you're disqualified. This car's way too heavy. My dad goes, you fucking wanker. Like, he's, like, making a...
I like how he's 0 to 100. There's no in-between to that what to
wanker. He didn't give a fuck about the car until some other dude was like, this isn't good. And he goes, you fucking wanker. What are you talking about? And he goes, it's too heavy. We can't... It beat everybody. And he'd be like... He told the guy, he went, figure it out. And so the other guy looks at some judge. It was like a Boy Scout judge. And they had a power drill.
Is there anything in the manual to deal with an angry British man?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do we do?
We have a foreign dad. We've never dealt with that in the Boy Scouts
He's
before.
He's very angry.
Yeah. He seems very smart. And the vein, his breath smells of alcohol. And it's 9:30 in the morning. So they get a power drill. And they start drilling holes in the bottom of my car to make it lighter. And it gets just to the point where it's like the heaviest it can be. And they let me go through. And first race, so I put it up. Everyone's like, Nick's Brick. It's going to fucking fuck up. It fucking bombs the thing first place. Like clearly. Like, beats everybody. Like so fast. Like I.
Oh, so it's, like, almost unfair how quickly you beat everybody.
Yeah, it was like, this guy's cheating because he didn't do anything. So my parents think it's awesome. We're all cheering. Race two, same thing. Fucking first place. I get to the final race, the championship race, and I'm like, okay, here we go, Nick's Brick. Here's the thing about the car, is it does have a weight on one side, because it came with the kit. You're supposed to put a weight on it. And you're supposed to put the weight towards the ramp, so the car goes down fast. The championship race, I don't know why, but I put the car on backwards, so the weight was on the back.
Okay.
And I let the car go, and it falls off the ramp. It, like, flips off the ramp.
Damn.
Like not destroyed, but, like, obviously, like, isn't going to finish. It just, like, flies off.
So, another great metaphor for your life is doing okay and then just completely goes off the ramp.
The moment it's like, okay, here you go. You got it in the bag.
It's off the ramp.
And it's off the ramp. Doesn't even finish. Yeah, like, yeah. Total disaster.
Yeah.
And everyone, like... cheers because they think I've cheated, and they were like so happy I lost.
Right.
So everyone like goes like wah, and some other fuck won with like some car that looked like a hot dog that his dad like sanded for 36 hours. And
dad had a lot on the line.
Yeah.
It's like I gave him my weekend.
No, that's these crazy Cub Scout dads are like, this is what I do now because I can't fuck my wife. So I just do your Cub Scout stuff,
yeah,
son.
Yeah. I have a lot of it. Hey, you know, I could sand all day. I could sand super hard, really intensely. Sand.
Just lock me in the garage. I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know those
dads? Actually, your mother thinks it's best if I sleep out there.
Yeah, yeah. Those crazy dads like, oh, I just spend the whole weekend in the garage. I don't even see
them. Isn't that funny when it's like yard work? They're just like, oh, I'm just cutting things all day. It's like, okay, you're trying to get away from something.
Yeah.
I think my weekend should be best spent not within the house with your mother.
No. No, it's spent out here sweating my ass off, swearing at a piece of equipment. Yeah. No, so we walk out of the whatever. We were in some gymnasium or whatever. And I'm like, I remember not, I wasn't crying, but I wasn't happy. I was very, like, pissed, sad.
How old were you?
Like eight.
Okay.
Eight or nine or something.
That's a big deal for eight.
And my dad, I remember him going like, oh, cheer up, son. Those people in there, they're all fucking losers.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could
follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.